Right, because you seem to be going at it with somebody.
No, I'm good. That's what I live for.
Okay.
I got to stand up for myself.
Okay.
I don't like, but can...
Go ahead.
Got an hour left, hour and some change. I don't like how I went off on Nick and you sided with Nick. I felt like you sided with Nick.
What, okay, what was I supposed to call? Jump him on top of you?
Just keep it true blue with me after we got off the phone. Like, hey, good, that was interesting. But I felt like you sided with him.
Well, I thought you were unfair to him. I really so did. I thought that was too much.
But you did side with
him. Well, I thought you treated him unfairly.
What about the punches he was hitting me with in the body early? Concede. And just like you were my master.
I don't think it warranted your response. Okay. I think it was an inappropriate response.
I still love
response.
You, Nick. Yeah. You guys are the
It
best.
Was inappropriate.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you're hoarse a little bit. That rant affected your voice a little. Huh? So get some tea, not moonshine. Get some tea.
No more for me.
Throw this one at you.
Go ahead.
This Mike Sando list in The Athletic of quarterbacks, and they're in tears. What quarterback between last year and this year improved the most in terms of moving up his rankings? In other words, who last year had such a good year
know.
That they...
Okay. This is easy.
All right.
Baker.
Mayfield is second.
Damn, he...
He was a plus eight because he was 19. He was ranked 19th, and now he is 11th. Wow, so he moved up eight.
Right,
somebody moved up nine spots from 20.
He just gave me the answer.
From 29 to 20.
My man.
Sam Darnold.
Yeah. Thank you, E.
And then Bryce Young was a plus four. Guess who's... And this is really so unfair.
Give it to me.
Guess who dropped the most from 13 to 25?
It's pretty appropriate.
Tua.
Kirk Cousins.
He's not even a starter.
That's why he shouldn't even be on this list. They just put him on there to make an example out of him.
Would you like to revisit your take about Kirk Cousins being a great signing by the Atlanta Falcons?
I don't think I ever said he was a great signing.
No, you did. You used your word.
It was a great signing.
So you did or you didn't?
When Michael Penix is an all-pro this year, it'll be because of Kirk Cousins.
How do you figure?
Because they got Cousins to help usher in the Penix era, and that's what he's doing.
For $40 million?
Yes, sir. That's how good he is at it. He's a $40 million mentor. That's right.
Wow.
Yeah, wow. That's right.
But that's an L you'll take.
At your retirement party,
I'll get up there and say that was one of his worst takes defending Kirk.
I'll always defend Kirk Cousins.
I got you.
Is Purdy better than Kirk Cousins?
There you go.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop it.
Well, all I know is Kirk Cousins is 47 years old and Kyle Shanahan still wants him.
Please. I made it up.
Aaron Rodgers also minus nine.
Man, that's it?
I think
you think they got action?
Yes, I do.
I fell from what was New York last year with the J-E-T-S.
They didn't have a coach, okay? The Pittsburgh Steelers have a coach that will demand respect from Rodgers as opposed to Rodgers.
You are dirty, my friend.
As opposed to Rodgers walking all over whoever was coaching the Jets. Who was, by the way? Oh, that's right.
No, you guys are dirty. Well, you are dirty. I'll tell you what. I love Tomlin.
Back to being a coordinator.
Yeah, but he's got some cobwebs on that last Super Bowl, Stoney.
Who's that?
Come on now, Mike Tomlin. Yeah, he's a leader. He'd have the Giants, and they would be 6-7 games better.
Who?
A guy like Tomlin.
No.
Fire.
I disagree. He would have them at 500, which is what he has the Steelers these days. Let's take a listen to Mike Sando. He was on with the afternoon show yesterday. That's Willard and Dibbs. And take a listen.
Well, no. I mean, Jordan Love is 28 in Tier 2, 22 in Tier 3, so that's not a huge difference. I think where it gets interesting is, like, Aaron Rodgers has votes in four different tiers. Purdy's just kind of on that line where most of the voters put him in Tier 2, but a good number put him in Tier 3. Jordan Love's a little in that category. But I don't think that there's a huge disparity in the view over him. I mean, most people think he's good enough you can win with them, but they don't think that when you play the 49ers, people are going, oh my gosh, we got Purdy this week. What are we going to do?
All right, that was Mike Sando explaining the tier system, and what he was saying is that he asked the executives to put the quarterbacks into tiers, and Purdy was mostly in tier two and tier three. And I guess the question is that disrespect?
Again,
to have him at 14,
I believe it is.
At the tail end of tier two.
Now,
I don't have a problem with it.
Well, a guy that's gone to two NFC championship games,
two Super Bowls
that you had a chance to win, Jordan Love, Dak, Baker, Stroud, Herbert, all good quarterbacks, but they haven't sniffed that.
Okay.
So to me, now, I'm like, Brock, now are we saying, are you a bust? Because I'm hearing a lot of this real quick, Stoney. What type of quarterback is he? Was he a bus driver or was he the trailer? It's like, what are we doing? Like, I can't hate on Brock for what he did in Kyle's system. That was his job.
Well, can I be honest with you?
Yeah.
Like, I think maybe you don't understand the thing, but they do it every year. In other words, so, okay, Purdy played in the NFC Championship game. They knocked his ass out. Then he played in the Super Bowl. He lost. Then last year, he quarterbacked a 6-win team. So he dropped because I guess that's what Sando thought.
So what about a guy like Dak who's not even – he doesn't even have anything to – his ass got – they didn't even make the playoffs, things like that. But when they did
again,
make the playoffs
– 50 executives. These are NFL personnel people.
Well, let me ask you this. Would you take Love – and we're having a conversation. Would you take Love over Purdy now?
I mean, I don't know.
Like, How about Dak? Because I wouldn't.
Okay.
10 years of futility.
I mean, if I say I would.
No, I'm
what
just.
What is that? Like, would that be a hot take?
No, it would just be, you think, like Baker Mayfield. He's resurrected his career. Would you take him over Brock Purdy?
That's a good question. That's a good one.
See, I feel like Brock hasn't experienced failure, although he hadn't been in the league as long as some of these guys, Baker and Dak, as much. So I got to put respect on Purdy's name and for what he guided his team to do.
I mean, the one part, and here's the problem with talking about this, is people will automatically jump to Steiny's a hater. But I'll give Purdy credit for the NFC title game and the Super Bowl.
Okay.
But he had a load of talent around him. And do I put that into the equation? Yes, I do. I put that into the equation that he got to quarterback two kick-ass teams, and he got one to the NFC title game, and he got one to the Super Bowl, and that was good. That gets him up to tier two or whatever. And then last year, I think, if we had to be honest, you know, he was not as good as the previous 2 years, so he dropped to 14, which, you know, to me, looking at this list, between like 9 and 15,
I think it's all like
a personal taste.
But how does, and this is a guy, not in the Bay, Stoney, that I hated on and not, I mean, I was unfair to him. But how the hell is Jalen Hurts tier 9 and
Tier two, excuse me. Number nine.
And he's been to two Super Bowls. I can make an argument he should have won both, but he didn't. And he just punched a ticket last year. Like, how are you behind the guys that you mentioned? How are you behind Burrow, Allen, Jackson, Daniels, Herbert, Goff, Stroud, who had an awful year compared to his first campaign? Like, that's disrespect to me right there. Two Super Bowls and he won one and played his ass off. I know he fumbled, plays his ass off in the first one. How are you that far down? So that's why I would question the 50 guys.
50 NFL executives.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, obviously, they just, like, they don't say, oh, well, Hurts won a Super Bowl, so he's got to be tier one. I think they're looking at it more nuanced than that. And if 50 NFL, like, obviously they didn't take just the Super Bowl winners. Otherwise Hurts would be tier one. But they don't think he is tier one, which leads me to believe that when these executives looked at Jalen Hurts, they said, you know, he's a top 10 quarterback for sure.
Yeah.
But that team was flat out loaded. And not only that, if we really have to be honest, The defense won the Super Bowl for the Eagles as opposed to the offense. Now, is that disrespect for Jalen Hurts? I don't know if it's disrespect or it's just more the truth that the Eagles defense was absolutely dominant against the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, but that was last year, the first Super Bowl. It was reversed, and although it equated to a loss, Jalen Hurts was everything, and the defense couldn't stop Mahomes and the Chiefs. But it didn't equate to a win. So, Stoney, where do you draw the line? Because Jalen Hurts on a Super Bowl stage was it. When I was at Willard's house with Evan watching the game, he was everything.
I mean, I don't want to be, like, obviously, Goo, the NFL executives who voted take everything into account, and they weigh these Super Bowl runs or whatever Purdy did or whatever who's the guy you just mentioned?
Hurts.
And on balance, they look at everything, and they're not just saying, well, we got to put him in the top five because he won a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And like, I would much rather, like, when I see a list, I'd much rather have it be a list like this instead of, okay, who's the best? Well, Mahomes. Okay, who's the second best? Well, it's Stafford, because he won one. Well, who's third? Well, Purdy, because he got the one and then got to the NFC
Championship. And it feels like, you know what, real quick.
Well, now Hurts leapfrogs Purdy. I don't know.
And that's why you have no, again, and I hate it on Lamar, too, because I've yet to see him be the prolific regular season quarterback. But they're not looking at it like that. They're looking at it, and I can look at you now and say, Lamar Jackson's a better quarterback than Brock Purdy. And they're not letting that sway him in regard to have him ahead of Lamar Jackson, even though he's had more postseason success, Brock Purdy, than Lamar.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, an Odyssey sports station in the home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries, always live on the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. We're talking about Mike Sando's quarterback list.
Like, how would you summarize what I did? Like, Lamar, what do you think about Lamar, even though he hasn't had the postseason success?
I think Lamar Jackson, if he is your quarterback, you are going to the playoffs every single year, essentially. Like, that's my number one prerequisite for putting a guy in the upper echelon, which would be the top four. Like, I don't, do I care what he does in the postseason? Sure, I care what he does in the postseason. But first and foremost, I do believe that Lamar Jackson, Joe Burrow, Patrick Mahomes, and
Josh Allen
are the four quarterbacks that essentially ensure their team will be a playoff team. Mm. And I don't think there's any other quarterback in the NFL that ensures his team's going to be a playoff team. And I get it. They may miss a year here or a year there. But to me, that is why, yes, I absolutely, when you're doing the tier system, believe those four guys are above and beyond anybody else, regardless of how they've performed in the postseason.
Well, how far is Purdy from getting there? Because he's 2 of 3, and you can make a case. Last year was the whole, they had a bunch of injuries.
Well, I would say that, I mean, how long?
See, I would say this year's a big year for me for Brock to go ahead and put that stamp on him. Because if you bounce back and it's 3 of 4, then I'm like, okay, it's trending that way.
I think he's got longer to go. Like, you know, when I think of,
he's definitely younger than those four dudes.
Like, how many playoff appearances? I'll look here. 1, 2, 3. So Lamar Jackson's gotten to the postseason 5 times. That's pretty many.
And we don't care what his record is, because you're saying at that point it's a team. It win or lose, it goes to the team.
What do you mean?
Like, he's not 5-0 in his Lamar Jackson. I could go to the whiteboard and tell you he's played his worst football in those games. But you're saying it doesn't matter as long as you qualify for the playoffs.
Well, you tell me. You tell me. Would you rather have Lamar Jackson or would you rather have Matt Stafford?
I'd rather have Matt Stafford.
Why? Matt Stafford won a Super Bowl.
Yeah, that well, and I believe he reads defenses better when they take the runaway than Lamar Jackson, even though that's not part of Stafford's game. I think he commands the line of scrimmage and knows what the defense is trying to do more often than not, and I think that's Dak's problem, Lamar Jackson, and some other guys on this list.
So if you, like, you would have, who would you take, Stafford or Lamar Jackson?
I would take Stafford.
Okay, even though Jackson has
failed in the playoffs.
Okay.
Like, his personal play has fallen off. Stafford's got a ring.
Yeah, I don't, I don't have a strong opinion one way or the
Stafford
other.
Stafford was fifth.
But I,
right behind him.
You know, I just don't like to make a list where it's like, all right, who are the greatest quarterbacks? Okay, Brady, because he won seven, and Greasy's 11, because he won two. It's like, I think what these NFL executives are trying to do is grade these quarterbacks in a vacuum. And if Lamar Jackson, is there any team, like if Lamar Jackson, let's say, got, who's the worst team in the NFL? I guarantee you, first of all, it'll be on the 49ers schedule. But anyway, let's just say Jacksonville, Tennessee, I don't know.
Go ahead.
Like, if you put Lamar Jackson on one of the worst teams in the NFL, does he make him a 9-8 team by himself? He might.
Well, his game is, okay, I wouldn't take that from you.
Well, and that's why I think he's absolutely, positively, like, belongs in that top
four. He's definitely dynamic. But just, there's something about that playoff D when they are zoned in trying to take his trends away, mainly the run and getting outside. You kind of don't, like, I feel like he should have been in a bowl already.
Ain't got it. No such thing as should have. No should haves. You got to get there. You got to earn it. You got to earn it. 888-957-9570 is the number. And I don't know. I think this is interesting. I do. Where's my piece of paper? Okay. You good?
Yeah.
All right. I was just wondering. Sando Watkins is out for a month. I'm just making sure we haven't. Oh, I wanted to get down on the other side. Yeah. Okay. I'm just getting my bearings.
Yeah. Relax.
You want to go to? You want to go to Austin?
Let's go
to Austin and San Jose.
Our man.
Squeeze him in before the break.
Oh, Jaden Daniels. He's coming with some of that.
No man's
land. Hey, fellas, thanks. No, I'm not going to. Hey, buddy, listen, I'm not going to go down. That's an obvious one. I will say this, though. They had the worst schedule. The Commanders had one of the worst schedules last year you guys keep talking about, right? Played a lot of bum teams. They went 12-4. So I think, let's see what Brock can do with an easy schedule. And I would say a better roster than Daniels had. I mean, you can't name a receiver outside of McLaren that he had on the team. The defense was terrible. So that's one metric. But as far as rating the quarterbacks, I think it's more than just, as Steiny said, just who went to a Super Bowl one. These GMs know what they're looking for. Looking for a guy that can win a game when everything is going wrong. Can you bring a team back when you're behind? And Brock is not, unfortunately, hasn't been great at that. Although Brock's a very good quarterback, I just don't think he's elite. So there's a lot of factors that go into the rating. Oh, overall talent. I don't think you guys have talked about that much, but I look at what I see, what my eyes tell me, and the talent, you know, it jumps out at you, right? I mean, Matthew Stafford, you know, listen, he's had his share of problems, but the talent on this guy is not even to be discussed. Joe Burrow, I mean, come on, man. Nobody's saying, if you're going to put guys side by side for talent, you mean that's an easy one, right?
Yeah.
So I think we got to stop. We just got to look at what these guys are saying, Guru. You want to pigeonhole Brock into tier one, and I don't think he's ever going to be tier one. I think he's probably going to be maybe a lower seed tier two, but he's never going to be tier one. So I think we got to stop trying to make things happen, trying to say this guy is a tier one. Well, he doesn't need to be a tier one.
Austin, Austin, I totally get it. My point was,
are you gonna yell at him?
And I love you, Nick. My point was, if you look at what are we looking at? All we know is they got together and this is what they came out with. I'm just telling you my personal opinion, winning matters. And some of these guys on this list, Josh Allen has not played in the Super Bowl. I'm not saying it's his fault. Dak hasn't sniffed the Super Bowl. So I just have a problem with them over guys like that's been in the league 3 years and has gone to two NFC championship games. That has that resonates with me. That's all. Okay.
Cool. Can I try one other thing?
Yes, sir.
Can I try one other thing?
Yeah.
One more thing before I go. As Stoney kind of alluded to, let's switch positions, though. If you put Lamar on the Niners team that lost two, do you think Lamar gets one?
They win both. They win both.
You think Jaden Daniels may have gotten one? How about Burrow? You think Burrow would have gotten at least one? I mean, come on. There's your answer right there, man. That's all I got.
Okay. No, Stoney, are you all right? I was saying just minutes ago the same thing. Like, maybe Dak is not a bum, or I think he's a bum if he was in Kyle's system. You know what I mean? So where do we – I'm using Dibs' line. Where do we draw the line?
We draw the line at common sense. That's what we draw the line at common sense.
So is Justin Herbert a better quarterback than Brock Purdy?
We draw the line at common sense. All right, you ready?
Yeah.
And you're gonna prove my point.
You are going to prove my point.
Right. And here it is. Okay, who would you rather have, Josh Allen or Brock Purdy?
Josh Allen.
Of course, there it is. It's common sense. Purdy's got a better postseason resume. Allen's a better quarterback.
Now ask me who I'd rather have in the postseason, Lamar or Brock. And I'm being real. Ask me. You don't want to.
Who would you rather
have the truth.
Who would you rather have in the postseason?
Brock Purdy.
Okay.
But I wanted you to get mad.
Why? I disagree with you.
Because I was just pointing out Lamar's not the same regular season Lamar in the playoffs. And I can go down this list and give you some guys
and
that are not. Dak, one of them.
And I'd say Purdy would have never been able to get some of those Baltimore teams into the postseason.
Maybe I'll give you that for a comeback.
I don't know. And you know what? Here's the problem, Goo. I'm just surprised that you don't get tired of this. And that is, you don't even allow for the fact that Lamar Jackson could win a Super Bowl.
After the Andy Reid L that I took.
Exactly.
Yeah, and he's still, I got you.
Right. So
I didn't say he would never win.
Yeah.
He's not in the Dak category. A lot of people are saying Lamar, they got a problem with me saying Lamar would win or had won one in Kyle's system. Please. I believe he would have.
Ask me what I think.
What do you think?
I don't know.
Well, that's what you always say.
I have no idea. If Lamar, how would Kyle Shanahan coach Lamar Jackson? I'm not even sure.
Like he did RG3 and they made the playoffs?
Well, this guy's more indestructible than RG3.
Mm.
That's for sure. All right, 888-957-9570 is the number. What is it, 112? Okay.
And we got some sound from a certain guy. Or not sound, quotes. It was on Twitter fingers.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, uh-oh. On the other side, if you love Steph Curry, whatever you do, don't tune into the next segment. And it's not me. What's coming up on the game? It's brought to you by Fremont Bank. Here for you, here for good. I think he was out of breath.
That's like me after a couple pumps. Oh my God.
Couple what?
Simmer.
TMI.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
The word of the day is somnambulant.
That is incredible.
That's the word of the day.
Oh, Evan!
No.
Resembling or characteristic of a sleepwalker.
I'm laughing
sluggish.
Oh, man.
And that's, that's what outside lands will do to you.
You're an ass.
The following,
he had the three-peat. Oh, my goodness.
And, outside lands got Evan, and the heat and humidity in Mississippi got you.
But let me just
got you guys.
Before we get to it.
I got you this.
You tried to insinuate we couldn't play back-to-backs.
And you get so mad that people don't want to go out with you sometimes. Like, I'm going to get healthy. Evan's going to get healthy, and you get mad. You called him Horford. I didn't like that. I got to say this. People can be so nice and then mean. All day long, Guru, you look fresh. Like that shirt. And then from the 510, Guru, the lighting and that color of your shirt's doing you no favors. And that's the one I remember driving home. Shake It Off, Mariah Carey. Hey, how the crossover's been without me.
I think that's Taylor Swift.
It's Mariah Carey, my version of it. Shake It Off. You gotta shake it off.
You really don't mind being wrong, do you?
We've been through this 8 times. They both have the same song named Shake It Off. Yeah. You gotta shake it off.
You sound like you're pretty sure of that.
They call her Mimi, Mariah.
So what?
Fitz did the, I didn't listen, the radio call for the Niners. Shout out Guy Haberman.
Go ahead, jump in, Evan.
A lot of touchdown calls.
Evan, could you do football seriously? Like, just like
you're
baseball?
You're so insulting. You don't even know how insulting that is to him.
Who?
Oh, my God, Goo.
Yes.
The guy could do curling if he had to.
But listen, speaking of which.
He's moving that broom.
Hey.
Look at that.
We haven't heard him do football. That's what I'm saying, partner.
That's because you do.
Yeah. He's done the others.
I met the criteria to be selected, but I wasn't.
Look at this. Hey, shout out the Valkyries in the offs if it ended today.
Yeah, they're halfway through the year.
I mean, halfway.
Nah, they're probably.
Dude, his wife's coming. Yeah. Caitlin Clark, we got to hire a committee to see if they're hitting her too hard. I don't like that. Not good for the league.
Caitlin Clark's not good for the league?
No, when you got to hire some jurisdiction to see if all the fouls were over, you know, too overzealous.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other random thoughts you want to get off right now? This would be the time to do
it. No, I'm done.
How about, do you have any, you want to get into this Durant thing?
Yeah.
I think I'm going to do it.
Why did he do it, though?
He did it because he can. So, listen, if you like Steph Curry, just close your ears. So, somebody went on Twitter and brought up something that I can't believe people still even care about. But it was Durant's 2 MVPs in the finals.
All right.
And somebody wrote on Twitter that, you know, that's KD shouldn't have gotten those 2 MVPs. It should have been Steph Curry. And KD tweets back, them finals MVPs I won really hurt you. I've scarred a lot of Warriors fans.
Oh, my God, KD.
I don't believe I'm going to say. He gets it. He's right.
But why respond? Because Curry wouldn't have responded.
You don't know that.
Well,
by the way.
Curry caught with a burner account. No, he doesn't care. He cares and listens, but he doesn't get in the fray.
Okay. He doesn't get in the fray. The Petty King doesn't get in the fray. It's funny. I guess you never heard the sound from Damian Lee last week either. And I was hoping you were here.
Oh, I got that. I know, and I heard that before. At halftime, he checks.
He goes on to Twitter. Yeah. At halftime.
But he doesn't respond.
Okay. You don't know that.
He uses that as fuel.
And I would say he does respond in the third quarter.
Yeah, but I'm talking about to the Twitter person tweeting. Like Durant clap back.
Evan, do you have the Durant numbers off the top of your head that you gave me before the show? If you take your time. But
I have them.
Okay. Listen to the
All right, let's go.
Okay. Yeah, Kevin Durant didn't deserve MVP of the finals. Go ahead.
In 2017, across 5 games, he averaged 35, 8, and 5 on 56, 47, 93 shooting.
Now, that seems pretty good.
Jesus.
Same year, Steph averaged 27, 8, and 9 on 44, 39, 90 shooting.
Okay. So Durant had him in every category, virtually.
Oh, Durant also averaged 2 blocks in that series. And then the next year, Durant averaged 29, 11, and 8 across 4 games on 53, 41, 96 with 2.5 blocks a game. And Curry averaged 28, 6, and 7 on 40% shooting.
Not good enough.
42 from 3.
Not good enough.
And I felt like Durant was trying to get Curry that NBA Finals MVP. I don't know if you remember that. And it still didn't work. But listen, your partner didn't say that. I mean, those are people on Twitter saying that to KD, and he clapped back.
I remember.
Phenomenal numbers by both, but damn, KD.
I remember during Durant's second or third season here, might have been third. There were a lot of people that were just saying Kevin Durant's the best player in basketball those two or three years with the Warriors. There are people in this market saying it.
And they also were saying it when he was a member of the Oklahoma City Thunder before the Warriors. I'm just saying.
Right, but he never threw a JV pass when he was playing for the Warriors like he did in Oklahoma City.
Never forget it.
Anyway, go ahead.
It's his prerogative. I just marvel that you can get a guy to respond like that of that caliber. But that's what social media is, so who am I to judge? He responded and he clapped back.
Yeah. That's what he does. We know that. I think Curry, Durant deserved those two MVPs, and Curry deserved at least one. He definitely deserved the Boston one. And
oh my gosh,
he could have been the MVP against Cleveland instead of Iguodala. Just didn't work out.
Yeah, that's who they should have tweeted, Andre, about Curry. You know, you'd had more of a case.
Yeah, Veggie 2 on the YouTube chat. It is kind of embarrassing, he says. Not me. He says. It's kind of embarrassing that we're so salty toward KD, Warrior fans in general. I kind of agree with that.
Nobody's salty.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding? That's why he has to clap back.
I mean, his career's been hell since he left. And I'll just leave that there.
Well, and I mean, this is what I hate.
You got a point.
I won't say that. What I will say was, say it again.
His career has been hell since he's left the Yay.
According to you.
Well, what metric are you looking at?
He had
Devin Booker and some and didn't even make the playoffs last year.
Right. I'm looking at a Kevin Durant, and I believe that when he wins, it's gravy. But what he wants to do most is just ball. And I think he's happy just balling.
Well, he didn't ball.
Oh, yeah, he did.
In the playoffs last year because they didn't make it.
Well,
they got embarrassed by Anthony Edwards the year before in the offs.
Not embarrassed. What do you mean? They lost.
Well, Ant was calling the ball a man and doing whatever he wanted to do with them.
Didn't they get swept?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Why is that embarrassing?
Right?
It was the Timberwolves.
You're Kevin Durant. You know who I am. We know who you were.
And
hold on, let me just finish.
And you live in the past.
And the biggest mark on his resume is the debacle in Jersey, Brooklyn.
That's New York.
Yeah, but anyway, I said it. I thought they were going to win it all. And they blew that thing up, Steiny.
Yeah. I don't know why you're salty.
Why is the Boston looking at us like that?
He's talking to somebody.
Oh, okay.
But I can't see who. I'm trying to think of the boss. Oh.
What did I miss?
How about that? This is so weird. I forgot to tell you this last week.
All right.
It was so random. I not only didn't know what to make of it, I forgot to even bring it up. And it has nothing to do with anything. It's what they call a non sequitur. I go into the boss's office like last Wednesday or something.
All right.
And we had just done the crossover. And he goes, when are you going to get on your boy? And I was like, who are you talking about? He's like, Guru. I'm like, well, what am I going to get on him about? He goes, you know, he calls Willard Will. That's not a nickname. And I was like, okay. He's like, it's not a nickname. Why don't you get on him for that?
He has.
What the hell is that?
My boss was my guy, but if that actually happened, was conveyed to you.
How would I ever make something like that up?
I told you Norm's nickname in the Navy was John. And I used to say growing up, who the hell is John? But it was short for Johnson. So Will is short for Willard. So I call him Will.
And apparently.
And it's stuck.
With whom? With you. That's it.
But you've never had a problem with it. Dibs either.
I've never heard that.
I cannot wait to see Will. And I'm going right into boss's office after this show.
And do what?
Let him know you got to have some swagger. Will, is short for Willard, like Johnson.
It's
John short for,
you know what?
So now he's not clever enough. You don't like it.
See, he's right.
You are just his lapdog. I knew it. So now he said it to you, and now you feel it.
Essentially, yeah.
You are just...
No, I told him...
Good God.
No, I gave him the old Mike Francesco. What are you talking about?
Right.
He goes, Will, I don't think that's a great nickname. I don't know what that is. I'm like, do I really have to tell my boss that it's probably short for Willard? Like, I don't know if he got it or not.
Well, he will after the show. It's like me calling Evan Giddy. What's up, Git?
Yeah, that's...
You've never called me that before.
And there's a reason why, because it don't have a ring to it. But Will! And Will responds. That's all that matters. That is kind of whack.
I think he's going to come in today. Who do you think he's going to want to pick
a
fight with
today? Well,
what
have I missed during the crossovers?
You've missed.
Like, I wish I could exactly watch all missed. Four of them.
You've...
Well, go ahead. Go back and listen. Thursday, Friday, and Monday. And I just want to say this.
I think he's been a little bit antagonistic lately.
It's the Giants.
I think that's what it is.
Who the hell is John? And I'm going to say this because I got to just for me. You ready?
Yeah.
You and Evan?
Sure.
A funeral is not a vacation. So.
You going to try to take more time off?
Oh, wow. Wow. No, Evan, seriously.
Look at Grandy popping it.
No, I want to give Grandy. Grandy checked on me while I was gone. Said I was missed. Grandy.
Yeah, we told him to send it.
No, please.
Don't lie, Starnie.
Yeah, no doubt.
That is fussle.
I agree with that. A funeral is not vacation. Just leave it out there.
All right.
Get 3 days bereavement. No, seriously. People think I'm going to Acapulco or wherever.
Well,
my aunt died. I had to put her in the ground.
This place is actually warmer than Acapulco.
That's right. You guys,
I've actually been to Acapulco.
How was it?
It was the worst vacation I've ever taken in my life.
Okay, why?
Shuffleboard?
He deserved it.
It's like, what do you mean shuffleboard?
I felt like you were on a cruise playing shuffleboard to Acapulco, but go ahead. What didn't you like?
I just picked the wrong spot. First of all, nobody goes to Acapulco. That's like what you used to win a trip to on Let's Make a Deal right. In 1973.
It used to be popping.
I don't know. I'll be honest with you. I was coming off a divorce, and I was like,
well,
you know what?
Okay,
I'm going to take a vacation by myself.
No.
Now we know.
What?
You could have went to the best place on earth. Your mind wasn't right.
I don't know why I went
to
Acapulco.
Casablanca couldn't have helped
Dude,
you.
Dude, that's all.
I don't know why I went to Acapulco.
And it was the
I know
worst.
This.
I've never
it
heard
was
this.
The worst vacation I've ever taken. It's an unforgiving land.
Every single
day was the same. I'd wake up at 10. I'd walk along the beach till like 11.
Okay.
I'd be like, now what do I do?
Get a Bloody Mary?
Of
keep
course.
It moving.
Yes.
Okay.
And then the next thing you know, you get a couple, and now it's 4 o'clock, and you're exhausted. Not six. And you take a nap till 6, and then you wake up groggy.
It's on your itinerary.
And then you go get a meal, and you're exhausted, and it's 8:30. And then
Sounds
you go
like
to bed.
Jail.
Then
oh
you go to
my
bed.
God, Evan.
Here's the funny part. So I go for a week, and every day is the same. I'm in bed every night by 8:39
o'clock. That's the problem.
Good Lord.
I get back onto the plane. I meet this couple that I had actually flown out with and had they were taking their honeymoon. And they're like, man, wasn't Acapulco unbelievable? I'm like, what do you mean? They're like, wow, the nightlife. Holy cow. People really getting there. Did you have a good time? I'm like, no. They're like, what do you mean? I'm like, what time were these places crowded? They're like, you know, they open about 11 or 12 midnight. I'm like, oh,
there's
shit.
Not one part of you that thought while
no
you were
chance.
Counting sheep that you were shutting it down early.
I thought I was just in the wrong spot.
Yeah, the bed. Get up.
I made a mistake.
You need to go
imbecile.
Back. You need to fix that.
I don't know why.
Yeah.
You know, Acapulco is where they have the cliff.
But you were, well, I guess you were in a good headspace, but kind of bad. Might have been a little hurt.
No.
I just
Acapulco, not Acapulco. Probably talking to me.
We know who they're talking to, and I'm going to call the EEOC.
What is that again? Equal.
You've never
employment.
Been fired, did you? You don't know what
it
is.
Oh, I've been fired. Oh, I've been fired.
Guru could have gotten fired by under California law. No, it's not funny.
Don't tell him that.
No. See, that hurts.
He'll be here Thursday.
You know what?
You're leaving
Friday.
And then?
What do you mean?
The next week.
Don't worry about it.
Okay, did look how you like to
I'll tell you what.
Like a poker?
Oh, my gosh.
No, I'm going in the opposite direction.
You essentially treated your trip like a bachelor party at a morgue.
Yeah. It was. I'm telling you. It was
Why are you in bed so early and didn't have the thought of, maybe I need to go out and see if they're dancing?
It was, I was wrong, put it that way, about Acapulco. Hey, are you worried about Pearsall's ability to get off press coverage?
Now, where did that originate
Chasky.
From? Chasky. He was at the practice?
Yep.
I'll tell you what, I haven't seen it until we see it. And when will that be? Week one? I have an opinion.
Well, maybe against the number one cover corner in the NFL, getting off of press man.
Yeah, he's a bad boy.
I think he's a little overrated, Sertan.
What about Bo Nix?
Oh, I think he's great.
He's growing on me.
Oh, dude, he is incredible.
Where's Grandy at? Oh, but look at Grandy.
Let me guess, he went to Oregon.
Look at my man, Bo Nix.
Their quarterback just got arrested, I think, this morning. Dylan Gabriel.
Oh.
Yeah, trouble in Cleveland.
Well, I'll tell you what to look out for
soon.
My guy Retzlaff's going to get arrested in New Orleans at Tulane. I guarantee that.
That's the new quarterback?
Yeah. At Tulane?
Yeah. No NIL there, I don't believe. No, for him.
Yeah, you clearly don't follow college football.
I do.
Oh, really? Well, then you would have known that Retzlaff was a great quarterback last year for BYU, but you didn't. Because you don't.
No, I was talking about NIL. I knew it was Jim McMahon.
That Steve was 30 Young. Years ago.
Right.
Any wrestling here? I'll just educate you.
What conference is BYU in, Steiny?
Big Sky. Mountain West.
Wow.
It's the Big Sky Mountain West.
And no
WCC.
Clue.
Is Wyoming in their conference or not? I know the answer.
They're in the Big 12.
Yep.
Oh, well, all that's...
Nailed it.
Evan, I take it back. I forgot the...
I said
that.
Big 12.
Yeah, but it...
You said the Big Sky and the Mountain West.
I think I crammed Big 12 in there. Anyway, Retzlaff got thrown out of BYU, Goo. He got kicked off campus. He was made to...
What happened?
De-enroll.
He was in Acapulco.
No, he wasn't.
Dude, that is...
No, he wasn't. You know why he got thrown out of school?
Drugs.
No. Premarital sex.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. So now he's at Tulane.
How did they find out?
He acknowledged it because somebody dropped dime on him.
I'd have to have a little talk with him. You never concede, Nick.
Well, I mean.
Not exactly something.
When the woman gets pregnant, you really can't say you didn't do it.
Well, yeah.
Actually, I don't know if she got pregnant.
Call Maury.
I don't like that, I don't believe.
You don't like what?
Getting thrown out of school for something natural.
At BYU?
I'm just saying it's something natural.
Not careful.
You sign a contract.
Thank you. Now I know they don't mean
and
anything.
And what's
to
in
you.
What does it say?
No premarital sex
exactly.
For while you're on campus.
No probably says no alcohol. There's definitely no alcohol.
Hey, okay.
Probably no coffee. No coffee. Right? No caffeine. I'm pretty sure.
I gotta believe he's not the only athlete that got thrown out then.
He's not.
I wouldn't have made it.
DeBonso, watch out.
Boy wouldn't have made it, Stoddy.
My boy. Who's my boy?
Me. And you got a nickname for me, but you got a problem with me calling Willard Will, and you call me Goo.
That has nothing to do with anything. I'll take some texts here on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text
like
line.
That.
What?
How strict? Like, let them live.
BY Goo.
It's a religion. It's a religious school. I guarantee you at Catholic universities, you probably have to,
have to
be a little careful. Oh, really?
Yeah, it's similar.
But then the Mormons, if you look at
their, careful.
Yeah, you can have multiple. So go figure. You can't do it now, but then when you can have surplus.
One more time. Right. 650, you got it right on the Boxer and Gerson work injury attorney's text line. He was Retzlaff was originally accused of sexual assault.
Oh, that's
but
not
then
good.
It was ruled consensual, and they said, congratulations, now you're kicked out of school. You don't have to go to jail, but you can't stay here.
Yeah.
So.
Tulane it is.
Yeah, I took a turn.
For the better at Tulane. Go Green Wave.
At what cost?
Hey, I got a question about college. Do you only go to Parents Weekend when the kids are a freshman? When the kids are freshmen?
Oh, wow.
You can go whenever you want.
No doubt.
Well, I said to my daughter, I said, hey, you know, when's Parents Weekend this year? And she goes, I'm like, what do you mean? She goes, well, let me see if other kids.
Usually let me tell you what she means. Usually, she don't want you to go.
Usually that's just freshman year, Dad. No, it's Parents Weekend. I can come four times, once every year. It's usually for the freshmen.
Let her breathe, Steiny. She don't want you to come.
But I want to see my guy.
Yeah.
Jeff Foster, the former NBA player, remember him? He was a Warrior, but he never played for the Warriors.
So he wasn't a Warrior?
Briefly. His draft rights were the Warriors.
You going to tell people you hated that I threw a celebration that they're still box office the Warriors playing on opening night against the Lakers, and you did that right there. Just admit when you're wrong.
About
They're not done. They're still...
Whatever you say, Goo.
I can't wait for the Christmas schedule.
Oh, yeah. I'm on pins and needles.
Let's make a bet. They're on it.
They're playing Dallas.
He's trying to make a bet with me that he's already won because he knows.
Are they playing Dallas, E?
Yeah, Cooper Flagg and Klay Thompson.
Here or in Dallas?
I'm sure it's here.
I wanted to...
I think it's here.
All right.
It's the nightcap.
They don't want the chef to travel on Christmas. Steiny, man, there you go, baby.
I don't know what you mean.
They're still it. They got some.
Oh, yeah, they're it.
Kuminga.
He's back. Oh, yeah, yeah.
No, closer to maybe, according to who you talked to, taking that 7.9.
Well, who are you close to talking to, and what do you think?
It's on our bottom of our screen on the YouTube chat earlier. We need Thundercat. He'll be back. That's okay. He'll be back. Kuminga. Dude, I want him.
Why?
Because he can ball. And we're older. Coach him up, Stevie. Now, I got to say, Steve.
Let me tell you something. This guy is a ball player.
That's it. That's it, Stoddy. Watch out, baby.
That was about pods.
He at the Val game yesterday, you know?
Yeah, he coached. He was coaching. All right. A reminder. We're at that time. And we got the crossover coming up next. Hopefully
Willard's been hot.
He is.
Yeah, we'll see.
Insufferable. All right.
I am.
Reminder that all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? River Islands in Lathrop. That segment also brought to you by Cars for Kids. That's Cars with a K.
Numbers are numbers, and numbers are numbers.